This podcast is part of the Craftology Radio Network. Visit craftologyradio.com to learn more.
Pass me a draft. Cast.
And welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Pass Me a Draft podcast. I know it's been a while since we all got to be able to come on here and come together and talk about football, talk about sports in general. It's been a couple of weeks. We know our schedules are busy. What can we talk about, you know, or what can we say? But I'm joined here by two amazing men that I am pleased to call friends, best friends, if you will. And Ben, how are you this evening? And did you bring a box of wine? I just have to know.
Did not bring a box of wine, but I'm doing great. Football this weekend, it's really the only, you know, bright spot of the week, really.
So, yes. We don't have to wait till the weekend either. We got the Bucks in Dallas on Thursday. So
yeah. No, every
don't even have to wait till the weekend.
Yep, every
Ben's
month.
Ben's rocking his Packers attire already. He's got the Green Bay hat with a maroon shirt. It's really goes really well with it.
So can I?
I'm digging the color scheme. And wait, before you go on to that, who's the other esteemed co-host that we have here? None other than
I've been waiting to be called esteemed.
The Rant. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Pretty good, man. Busy just like everybody else, but excited to be back. Hopefully, we can keep this a weekly thing for the next 17 weeks.
Absolutely. Well, and the playoffs and everything else.
Playoffs and draft. So
this is what we were born for, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We are going to be dedicated because now we have a path to bring you some amazing special commentary from all three of us. So that is a promise that we are going to esteemly keep, right?
Mm-hmm. We're going to pass you a draft.
That's right. That's right. But Ben, what were you saying, man? Go for it.
No, I was just going to say NFL Shop was having a sale, and I decided everyone in the family needed – I spent a lot of money, like $700. We got tons of Packers stuff, yeah.
You spent $700 on Packers stuff?
I might have. Dude, this is Aaron's last ride. Like, this season is like no other season for me. And honestly, you know, I've gained probably like 20 pounds since last season. So I had to get some bigger stuff.
Well, but here's the difference there. It's Ben's last ride at all forever. And then it's Aaron's last ride with the Packers. Like, he's going to go somewhere else for a couple of years. Let's be honest here. But you spent $700 on Packer stuff?
I did, but
did you save money for golf at all? Like, no,
like, I don't have time. For
I would
that.
Just, I would have like spent $20 at least on golf stuff. At least.
No, we did but get, that's just me. We got a lot of good stuff though.
It depends on where you go. Well, good for you. You know what? We should have a separate. I know. So you saw the link I sent, right? You saw the link I posted?
They were different.
You can put your name on the shoes.
I like the Nike ones. Man, that's like I told you. It's like your parents writing your name on a brown bag. I don't need my – I'm pretty sure that everybody's going to know whose shoes they are. But
I mean, but you wouldn't want Gracie on a shoe? I'm just saying.
Okay, Carter's maybe.
There you go.
Because they'd be like, you know, Carter's.
Yeah.
But –
Shoes are a definite. Like, we've all got to invest into our team shoes, right?
Yeah, I did not get shoes. Those are on the list. I got some work polos. I got a fleece. Wife got 3 shirts. Daughter got 2. And my son got 2.
Did you buy new cheese heads as well? I mean, Everybody has to know.
Nah, we're too cool for all that.
Green you don't day. Have a cheese head?
Oh, I have a cheese head. But, oh, okay. But I don't wear the cheese head.
You don't rock it?
You don't rock it?
Well, I maybe if we have a bet, then I have to wear the cheese head the whole entire podcast.
I'm liking this.
So as we get going here, we'll think of something. Didn't we have a bet at one time about somebody had to take someone golfing? Oh, that's our Super Bowl predictions. That's right.
Yes. So we're on a league in fantasy football. Our draft just happened yesterday.
Yes.
If I beat you.
Which we're going to get into. Which we're going to get into.
You're wearing the cheese head the next week on here.
And for everybody that can't see, Corey's waggling around his awesome finger there, just in like a tornado.
Yeah, tell him it's my finger.
Wagging his finger. So real quick, so Corey, you're playing Ben week one?
No, but I'm just saying, whenever it happens, that's my bet.
Because your wife is in the league too, and I'm playing Andy week one.
You're playing week one, and it's a bummer you're not coming over for our opening day party.
When is that? I'll be Sunday. In Pittsburgh, so.
Yeah, that's better. But no, it's. Yeah. Yeah, it's a Sunday, so I'm playing Robert week one. He's going to be here, so I'm sure we'll do some kind of.
So what, Corey?
Can you have a week two party? I'll be there week two.
I can do that.
If you can do a week two party, I'll be there.
I can do that.
Okay.
So Corey, what we need to do is I need to send the cheese head. So if you lose, you have to wear the cheese head, and I need to you guys need to get me something Steelers that's just obnoxious. So
already on it.
So I'm going to either send mine or I'm going to order one and then you guys can pass it back and forth. Cause Ryan, eventually we got to get you in on some bets too. So
no, that's perfectly fine. So Ben, what's your team name in our league? Which ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of this draft, but we've had an awesome weekend and we just had our fantasy football draft last night. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but what's your fantasy team name?
Unsolicited Dak Picks.
Oh, you're that guy.
I kept seeing during the draft Dak Picks, and I was like, that's a terrible name. But then it was just like the short part of it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, Dak throws picks. I get it. Yeah. You know, but then I see his whole name. I'm like, that's a good one.
Dak's actually pretty efficient.
That's a great, great, great.
I didn't think Dick Picks from Dak Picks. I thought it was like Dak throws picks. Like Dak Picks.
Is that like a throwback to the time that Brett Favre in his retired life was sending picks? Sending Dak Picks.
That's what I
thought. He was totally doing it. He is my inspiration.
He didn't have to, but he did.
Yeah, I don't think she wanted them, but he did. So,
I mean,
I think it was. I think it was multiple too.
I'm pretty sure she did.
All angles. But all angles.
It's all about angles. Yeah.
She probably asked for one, and he probably said 43, and she was like, it's just nonstop. It doesn't stop.
See, on dating apps, all the girls are like up here, right? You know, they hold the camera up here. But on Dak Picks, you got to go low. You got to go low to high, right? I feel like
there's probably many ways to do it. But anyway.
Who knows? I don't send them. But we're getting way off topic.
Yeah, let's.
So
let's
go ahead. Send me your cheese head, and I have. Yeah. I'll send it back because I'm gonna need mine back. I'm gonna send you an OSHA approved Steelers hard hat.
Fair enough.
And you look like a special person. Like, have you seen my baseball? Carter loves to wear it. He goes in my garage gym. He puts on his armbands and the Steeler helmet, and he'll rock out.
That's awesome. No, and then we'll have bets every week, and we'll just start shipping stuff back and forth. We'll figure it out. I dig it.
I might put some surprises in there, too.
I don't know about all that.
He's like, I don't know about all that.
So real quick, Cammy Newton.
I think that's a great segue there, Corey, because that's kind of been the talk of New England right now with Cam Newton being cut. And there's some pros to it. I think a lot of people, have been on either side of the fence, and I've heard different stories. One of which is, they didn't want any, negative media feedback, if you will, with putting Cam number two behind a rookie quarterback. There was that whole thing. I just, at the end of the day, I mean, if you go off his performance last year, it wasn't that he was absolutely terrible. Most of his touchdowns were scored on the ground. I just don't think Cam is – I mean, he's not – I've never personally liked the guy. I'll go on the record and say that. Like, I've never personally liked him as a quarterback.
I don't think Cam's ever liked you either.
That's fine. I don't care if he likes me or not. But, you know, from a leadership standpoint, from a – like, I've never liked his throwing motion. I've never liked him as a quarterback. Yes, he had a couple good years back in Carolina. But I'm okay with them cutting him. I really am. His demeanor is – he thinks everything is owed to him, and I don't think that that's what a leadership should ever, you know, think, or a leader should ever think. I don't think that's the demeanor that you should have going into a locker room. I don't think you're owed anything, you know, and that's just that's been his demeanor. But what's your take on them cutting him?
I agree. His days are over. I mean, he had his time in the sun. There was a perfect storm in Carolina the year I think he won MVP year. They went 15-1. Great year.
Yeah.
Great year. Defensive year, too. Their defense was stellar.
And they had a ridiculous run game. Ridiculous. So all he had to do is kind of what the Baltimore asked of Lamar Jackson. Right. And he did it well. But I don't, like, to your point, I don't think he's ever put a team on his back. It's just never worked. But
no.
I just believe it's a pretty simple decision. Mac Jones was drafted with their first round draft pick, top 15 pick. It was his job to lose. They're not going to just tell him he's a starting quarterback, but whenever if it's even a coin flip and you got the next 10 years, potentially at least the next 4 to 5 sitting in front of you, that's at least as good, if not better. Now you got to move on. It's not even, that was probably a pretty easy decision. And then why they cut him instead of a backup. I mean, they might have saved a little bit, a few million. I don't know.
I think it was some sort of gentleman's agreement. Gives Cam Newton a chance to go and try to start somewhere else. You know, I think Josh McDaniels, Mac Jones can run Josh McDaniels' offense. And when they brought in Mac Jones, it was, if Mac Jones is as good, you know, if he's what we think he is, then, you know, let's play him. Because then we can get back playing football the way we want to play it. You know, Josh McDaniels is a good offensive mind, but I don't think they were excited to have Cam Newton at quarterback. And I think to get someone like Mac Jones to fall, who has the IQ, which it sounds like that's one thing that separates him, is he just gets it. So he can run the offense. You're probably going to see the first couple weeks they're going to be run heavy. The offensive line's probably going to be dirty again. So they can run all those running backs. You're going to see a lot of, you know, Stevenson and Harris and White out of the backfield. So
have you actually, did you actually watch any of his play in the preseason? I am not comparing play. This is obviously rookie year. He visually looks like Tom Brady, dude. It's like eerie. It is so, like, the way he's built, the way he throws, his IQ, he's got a long way to go.
And he does that. He's so still. His awareness in the pocket. Now, granted, it's preseason.
He takes hits, man. He'll stand there and take
shots.
But
he's like Brady, to where he's like, he's on his toes, but he's just so patient.
It's his feet. It's his feet. And he goes, his arm isn't elite. It's his feet.
He goes first read, second read, third. I mean, he's just.
Yeah.
But he's the ultimate pocket passer, right? So you're going to see New England over the next couple of years just load up on linemen, and they're going to make sure they have that set. But
lineman, tight end, I think they're going to grab probably, not saying the guy, you know, who they have now is bad, but I think they're going to try to probably load up there again. I think they can have another bright future. It's going to take a while. He's not going to light the world on fire this year. But
no, I think you're going to see the running back room. So not to get into fantasy talk, it's hard to pick just one. You know, picking a New England running back is never a great idea in fantasy. But I think between the run game, the dump off game, and I even told you earlier, Corey, Jacoby Myers is going to be their slot receiver. Between the tight ends, Jacoby Myers, and the running backs, like, you're going to see probably the Jonnu Smiths of the world, Hunter Henry and Jacoby Myers, their targets are going to be massive because this is going to be a dink and dunk, mechanical, efficient offense. And I
correct.
And I think they're going to do well. So,
yeah, Hunter intrigued me. I read some reports that weren't so great, but I know he's got a high ceiling. You know, but it's been a couple years since he really
He's been
really
hurt
really well, but yeah,
I think he was hurt again too. I mean, Jonnu Smith is really the one I think you need to look at as far as fantasy is concerned, but production, I think he's going to probably lead the room. But you know, if Henry's healthy, they're just going to be running back and tight ends all day long, you know. And why throw to the outside? You got N'Keal Harry, if he made the team, I can't remember, and Nelson Aguilar. You don't need them, really. You know what I mean? Maybe you get some play action, some deep balls.
When have they ever really thrown outside since Randy Moss? I honestly can't name.
No, they. It's all tight ends and slot.
There was probably some other wide receivers, but nothing. I mean, Randy Moss, I mean, he was always the deepest threat on any team he ever played with. Randy Moss is just, I mean, different caliber player. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. And he is probably my all-time favorite wide receiver. And I didn't get to see Jerry playing in his prime time, but at the same time, holy shit. Moss is what made me a football fan, honestly. I mean,
we've been watching football all together here for a long time now. I agree with you. I didn't watch enough of Jerry. It was the very, very end of his career, and I was young. We all were young. Moss was the first one. It was like, holy cow. The only
17 touchdowns his rookie season.
Yeah. And then he had
like 1900 and something yards. Ridiculous.
With Randall Cunningham at quarterback, mind you.
Exactly. Like, dude would just go up and he'd just grab it with like three fingers, it seems like sometimes. Holy cow.
I've only had
love that fucking year.
Holy cow.
Holy shit.
Wide receiver moments a few times since then. And Larry Fitzgerald's one of them early in his career.
Yeah.
You know, the way he would move his body when the ball was in the air. Antonio Brown running routes. I would say Davante Adams probably right now is pretty damn close to a wild. He's a wild receiver.
Julio.
Probably.
You're making comparisons,
Calvin,
but there's
Calvin
there's
Johnson, maybe.
Nobody,
I think Calvin
there's
Johnson.
There's nobody that can come. There's nobody that's comparable to Randy Moss.
No, Randy Moss was the greatest. He changed the game. He's
a monster. Even have a segment. You know, you got Moss. That's it. Like Calvin Johnson, okay, he was great 10 years, loved it. But holy shit, man.
Yeah, I mean
talk about one of the greatest of all time. I love Randy Moss. Yeah. I've got a whole like two sleeves worth of his rookie cards in my in my book.
I grew up a Packer fan, so I respected him, but God, I hated playing him, especially in the late 90s.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I mean,
I bet you did. You I bet you wish
he looked
was
like
a
2x4 running down the field, but he just
dude,
was.
He did. He was, like
he
man,
was
just
a cheetah.
Going down.
I have never, you know, the closest thing, the closest I've ever seen anybody run like him is Devonta Smith. He's not Randy Moss. He'll never be Randy Moss. But there's something to him where he just pulls away from people in the weirdest ways when he's running. So I'm very curious watching his career. He could be a total bust.
Smith is going to be special. I really think he is. Even if Jalen Hurts isn't the guy, I think you're going to see Smith be one of these guys like a Hopkins in the sense that it doesn't matter who his quarterback is. He's going to put up numbers because the separation he creates is effortless.
That's what it is. It's not even his route running. It's not like Antonio Brown, Davante Adams route running. It's he will find a way to run away from you. It's
right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So. And talking about AB, like he's a different caliber as well. Antonio Brown. And we'll talk about who we took in our fantasy football drafts and why. We'll talk about AB later. But again, you know, AB's just different caliber. He uses it, like he's not as tall as Randy Moss. He's not as fast as Randy Moss. He never will be. But his hands and his agility to get open, best route runner in the NFL still to this day. I think
Adams I think has probably surpassed him at this point with Browns up and downs and things like that. But you're right
had to
though.
Take about a year and a half off.
You're right though. What made AB was. Adams is just the whole package, but what made AB was just simply the first 2 to 4 steps. I hadn't seen a receiver since Adams where they just, you can't cover him. They are open in the first 2 to 4 steps every play.
Corey, we're going to move on from this in a second, but okay. The one thing that will keep AB out of the Hall of Fame is that that run down the field whenever we were playing Miami a couple years ago, and he went out of bounds. That's the one play that's going to keep AB out of the Hall of Fame.
Well, there was that
one, but
know what's going to get him in is whenever he drop kicked the Browns punter in the face. That was fantastic on a kick return.
Okay. I guess so. Yeah,
he's already.
Would that not have been a great game to have win or won that year?
It is a conversation if he plays for a couple more years and has
he's already 900
yards. Even
he's already in. They already.
He's in. I know.
He got his Super
ABC's
Bowl last year. He got his Super Bowl last year.
I don't even think for receivers.
Isn't he the only receiver? He's the only receiver ever to have 1,000 receiving and 1,000 return yards too in a season. It was his second year.
I truly
he's a monster. Honestly, take nothing away from AB except for his character early years in life, but maybe he's turning around. Yeah. So I'm all about second chances. That being said, who's giving Dak Prescott a second chance moving into this year? Coming off that ankle injury, all the talk about his shoulder issues and things like that, which I want to preface this before we go into Dak Prescott. I know, and Corey, you play baseball, and Ben, did you play baseball too?
Not in high school, but.
All right. So I know what it's like to have a shoulder injury, and I got that shoulder injury because some idiot decided to go ahead and put 2 rubbers on the same mound so they could have different, a kid league and minor league, major league, whatever, however you want to do it. And I had to shorten my stride, and I popped my bursa sac. So here's my theory behind Dak Prescott's shoulder injury is he obviously had an ankle injury last year, broke an ankle, healed up from that, but now you're talking about taking time off from throwing. You know, there's all sorts of things that go wrong. Then you want to come out, you want to overexert yourself. Then also you probably still don't trust your ankle, so you're either short-arming it or you're not putting all your body into it. It's not the same. You're trying to compensate for something, and you put a lot of strain and everything on your shoulder. That's what I'm attributing it to. And what do you think about Dak Prescott coming into this year? I mean, is he going to be the same? Is it going to take a year or two? Like, what's going on with Dak?
Did y'all watch Hard Knocks?
Mm-mm.
So Hard Knocks.
I don't have time for that.
Follows the training camp of the Cowboys this year. Dude,
I don't have time.
Dak
for that.
Seen interviews.
He's one of the most competitive. He loves football so much. But, I mean, you see in Hard Knocks that he would have been fine throwing 3 days later. But the coaches were so hyper-paranoid, he's sitting there all pissed off on the sidelines because he wants to throw, but the coaches won't let him. Like, I personally think – there's a good chance Dak Prescott leads the league in yards passing.
You're saying his shoulder's fine?
I think his shoulder's fine. I think his ankle's fine. And I think their offense is going to set the league on fire. They're still going to lose.
So you think it's all a ploy?
No.
I think it's all a ploy.
I'm not saying it's a ploy, but I'm saying recovering from the ankle, it seems like not a big deal because he talked about it. And then the shoulder really wasn't a big deal either. They were just paranoid. Jerry Jones and McCarthy's it.
But again, do you think there's something too coming off an injury like that and not being able to put all your pressure on that foot either in follow through or push off? And because it was his left ankle, right?
Yes.
So as a right-handed thrower, he's landing on that foot coming through. You don't think that there was any sort of mechanical like issues coming through? Because it's not natural at that point. Like you're trying to overcome it, but you're not natural. And then you're putting more strain on the shoulder, which hadn't been used. Like, I think there's something to that. If there is an arm injury, I think there's something to that mechanically that wasn't settled.
When did he get injured? Like week 2? I mean, it was
early. It was like week three, week four.
So
four.
Before four, I want to say.
I think
it was bad.
I mean, this is just my opinion. I mean, I don't think the shoulder injury has to do with his ankle. I mean, he's had close to a year now. He's been working out and throwing the ball ever since, what, April, March? I mean, dude is ready to go.
But that's not enough time. Like, I know from being a thrower, like, that's not always enough time to get your arm naturally back into, like, there's
HGH.
There is shoulder.
HGH.
Well, I'm not saying
there is shoulders there's a fluidity to being able to throw it. He had probably months off, like, unless he was sitting there, you know, sitting standing up throwing a football. You know, it takes a while to get back to that. And he's a big guy too. He's muscular, so there's that too.
I see where you're coming from. I think it might take a week or two to shake some rust off. But ultimately, I agree with Ben. At some point, the wheels are going to go. The offensive line's healthy again.
Now they got their starting tackle.
People are sleeping on Zeke.
Out week one.
Zeke and is he out week one? I know the rest of the offensive line's finally healthy, but
well, the starting tackle's out week one because of COVID.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Zeke, I'm not saying he's going to light the world on fire, but he's in the best shape I've seen him in the last 3 years. So I don't know. They have, you know, Cooper and Lamb, and I think it might take a week or two. I mean, they're going against the Super Bowl champs here Thursday at, you know, away in Tampa, so that's going to be a pretty rough game. But moving forward, you know, give him a couple weeks. I think he could lead the league in passing yards.
Yeah, I think. That offense.
Well, it also is a factor with Dallas's defense a little bit too. But
well, and that's why I predict he's going to lead the league in passing. I mean, it has just as much to do with him as it does that defense. You know, they're going to be in shootouts every single week. So, yeah, I think
we will see.
It's going to be interesting. I definitely, you know, I hope the best for Dak. I think, at least from a Cowboys perspective, obviously, you know, we don't like the Cowboys. But he is probably one of the best quarterbacks to come along. You know, Tony Romo was good, but I like him better as an announcer. But I hope the best for the kid, you know.
As long as Dak can stay healthy.
He's very talented, and it was very unfortunate what happened to him last year. So let's see what happens. And, you know, but I'm just – from a fantasy football perspective, I'm not drafting him. I'm not taking him. It's just not worth it to me to see. Like, maybe next year – you know, 2 years removed from an injury like that, but not this year.
Well, speaking of fantasy, you know, maybe I'll kick myself in the butt, but I had that decision, if I'm not mistaken. I wanted Kyler Murray when it came down to it. It was time to take a quarterback. I don't know what round it was, six or something.
And we talking about our league?
Yeah, six or seven. And Kyler Murray went two picks before me. I ended up taking, I think Dak. Russell Wilson, and then it was Dak, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts, I want to say, and I ended up taking Russell Wilson. I just felt a little bit safer.
Russell's.
Dak could absolutely have a better year fantasy-wise, though. Absolutely.
Speaking of Russell Wilson, in our other league, if I can't say it quickly.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know there was two Wilsons on the board. Motherfucker. Oh, my God. I walk up to the board.
He said Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. And I turned around. I walked away, and I went to the back.
Guess what the next pick was? Russell Wilson. And then Ryan's like, what? I picked him. And I was like, no. I was like, Ryan, you put fucking Zach Wilson on the board.
I didn't know there were two Wilsons on the board. I didn't know.
Everybody has first names.
There's two Wilsons.
It's Wilson. It's like Smith and Wilson. You look. You know, I didn't know.
I was so confident. Anyway, I smashed the pen on the floor.
Yeah, at least Wilson.
Zach Wilson's better than Cedric Wilson,
dude.
You know,
real quick. I'm not about to take a rookie.
We made it right because at least you said it. If you didn't say it, Ryan, that pick was dang. I'm sorry.
I know. There was no way that I was taking a rookie fucking quarterback as my number one quarterback in the draft, number one. I thought it was Russell Wilson. I just saw Wilson. That's all I was looking for. We're hammered at this point. We had a couple shotguns, you know? We've been drinking since we've been drinking. A
couple shotguns, yeah.
I drank the night before. It is what it is. So I'm like, oh, yeah, Russell Wilson, here it goes. Well, so Farmer goes up. He puts the sticker up there, and I'm in the bathroom, and he's like, oh, I'm going to fucking do this. And I'm like, no.
He's probably thinking, what asshole just put Zach
Zach Wilson. I had a
pen in my hand. I was like, motherfucker. And I threw it on the ground. I had no idea it was going to explode everywhere. Hopefully the pen was, you know, not a big issue. Ultimately, it got made right because I said Russell Wilson. Thank God I even scratched him off the list. Like, I was like, yeah, or circled him. I was like, yeah, that's my guy. I wrote it down. I'm thinking, oh, that could have been abysmal. That could have been, like, that could have blown my draft. Honestly, that could have blown my draft. But it didn't. But I like Russell. I think he's probably, like, the most consistent. He's like that quarterback that's, like, right there all the time. He's got legs. He's got arm. Like, he's just going to put numbers
He pretty much puts up the same points every year. He never finishes top three. But he is always a top 10, probably top 8 quarterback every single year. You know, I wanted Murray. I mean, he wasn't like my target like going into it. But at that point, I was like, yeah, Murray's coming around. Murray's going to have – Russell does rush for touchdowns. Murray rushes for more touchdowns.
There's one more guy I want to talk about before we move into how we drafted and then what we kind of want to see this weekend coming up with the first weekend of the 2021 NFL.
Yes.
Football season. I cannot wait. Like, I want to talk about it so bad. But Saquon Barkley, as a fantasy football draft or player, how do we think that that's going to play out this year for Saquon Barkley? Because he's coming off a terrible injury. And I know this. Like, you want to have the best hopes for the guy. But I know people that took him first round this year. Even in my other – which, by the way, I ended up in 5 fantasy football leagues. I have no idea how that fucking happened, but I'm in 5. But at the same time, Saquon Barkley coming off that major terrible injury this year, do you have high hopes for him, and what are your thoughts?
You want me to take this one, Corey?
Take it.
I am so even thoughts, but yeah. Even if Saquon Barkley was healthy coming into this year, I wouldn't touch him. The Giants' offensive line.
Exactly, but he was rated like third or fourth.
So the thing is, he has the upside because he can catch. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a boom or bust, but I think this year, I don't think his boom is high enough to warrant the risk. Like, I was talking to my brother earlier, and I said the only way I would take Saquon Barkley is if I was picking at the back of the second round and he fell to me because the value is too good at that point. But I would not take Saquon over Gibson. I wouldn't take him over Eckler, Najee Harris. No, I wouldn't even consider him over those guys. That's me.
In a PPR, right. If it was a non-PPR, I would probably take Saquon over Eckler. But to your point, though, that was exactly my strategy was – I was kind of hoping that he would slide to my second pick. At that point, there's too much value there at the end of the second round.
Yeah, and you're totally right about Eckler. The thing about Saquon is that offensive line is so bad, guys.
It's rough.
And even when he was healthy last, I mean, I remember he couldn't go anywhere. So, yeah, he's shifty, but, I mean, he hasn't been the same since that rookie year. And I think the talent is there, but he's in a bad situation. I'm not a fan of Saquon. If I'm in fantasy, he's the last guy I want, unless I get him late in the second.
Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable with him too. I mean, he wasn't completely off my board, but I got to see it again because the last I saw from it's not necessarily him because he always fought, man. He never gave up, but that offensive line was atrocious. The last several years, and they spent some high picks on some guys. So if these guys do start coming around and clicking, it could change, and he could be a top 5 rusher. But I'm not going to bet on it. You know, I mean, you have your Henrys, your Chubbs, you know, but Zeke and Barkley, they could end up in that category if they turn it around. I think Zeke will probably.
So
if they don't pass 75 times a game.
Can I speak to Zeke really quick? I think the only thing I think Zeke is in shape. I think talent and health wise, he's ready to go. But I had 11 years or whatever it was, however many years of Mike McCarthy. They are not gonna run the ball. Period. Like if he gets over 20 carries, it will be forced, and I'm telling you, by midway through the season, Zeke is running 10 times, but he's going to have some more catches. But that's why I don't like Zeke, because I know how McCarthy coaches. He always talks about, even we had Eddie Lacy, we had years where we had running backs that...
Oh, I loved me some Eddie Lacy, you know, too. I really
but
did.
But he still never topped like 15 carries because he just wants Eddie Lacy to throw
just,
the ball.
Just had too much of that... Had too much of that...
too many fried, fried cheese curds.
That China... Yeah, no, got, it was China heavy. Food. Go check his Twitter, man. It was like at 2 o'clock in the morning in the off season. He'd be like... Getting that China food.
Yeah. China. He got some heaviness to him.
Yeah, a lot of low.
There's
name.
No doubt.
He
about
was.
That.
He's one of my favorite Packers running backs ever, though, because that couple the couple years he was rolling,
even over Dorsey Levens.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely over Dorsey Levens.
Really?
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, recency bias would have me pick Jones because he's so electrifying and fun to watch. But Eddie okay. was fun.
If you're talking an elite 1 or 2 years, he's got to be have the best Packer. Well, there was Amon Green.
Amon Green has all the records. We had Edgar Bennett in the 90s as well.
Edgar Bennett, yeah.
He did it longer, but I think Eddie Lacy had 1 year that was pretty cool.
It was a good year, but statistically.
Eddie Lacy came into the league the same year as Le'Veon Bell, and they were both like amazing. Yeah, they did. Yeah. They were, and I collected both their rookie cards and everything else. They were both electrifying, but after like year two or
Mixon
three,
too.
Yeah, Mixon as well.
No.
Mixon was Gio. Like a couple years after.
It was, I think, it went Gio, Bell.
Yeah, it was Giovanni Bernard.
For whatever reason, Lacy went third, but Gio went first to Cincy. I remember that.
Yeah,
they were all second round running backs. That's whenever that's when it started to get devalued at that point. So the only running backs going in the first round anymore are like studs that they know off. Not that those guys weren't studs, but guys like Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Najee this year.
You know, speaking of Christian, what's his cap look like? So let's start diving into fantasy, because I want to start talking about the picks that we picked. Christian McCaffrey, he was probably one of the top on everybody's boards if it wasn't a keeper league. Like, what is his ceiling look like? Because he's what, like fourth, fifth year player now?
Best player in the league when healthy.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Especially a PPR. Yeah, because he's caught over 100 passes twice.
Yeah, I have a little bit of hesitation just because I don't know what Matt Rule's offense is going to look like with McCaffrey in it.
That was my thought. That was my thought, because a lot of Christian McCaffrey's like beginning whenever Cam was there, and then last year Cam wasn't there, and what, Christian got hurt like week 8, 9, something like that. Was it? Am I wrong?
Last year was it that
it was
late?
Earlier.
I thought it was earlier than that.
Was it that late? I thought it was okay. So yeah. It was either okay. Well, it was COVID year. Like everything's a blur at this point. So he's coming off an injury this year. So you know. I don't know. It's a different.
So I will say though, he has probably 2 years, maybe 3 years of prime McCaffrey left. Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, they know what they have in McCaffrey. They know what they're paying McCaffrey. Like, they're still going to use him. I really need to see it first, because now you have three really good receivers. You know, I don't know much about.
Well, that only opens the field. Honestly, that opens the field. If you've got three really good receivers, which they do, that opens the field up to where he could do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, what they're going to do is they're going to try to stop the run and fluster Darnold. They're going to make Darnold beat them with his arm, because McCaffrey is, when he's on the field, that's who you're looking at. I'm curious to see it. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, without a doubt, has the potential to finish as the number one running back in fantasy.
I was just gonna say though, but based on what you said though, like from a fantasy standpoint, if they're gonna make Darnold throw the ball and they're gonna aim at, you know, going after McCaffrey, that's from a football perspective, that's a great fucking strategy, because that'll leave everybody else open. But from a fantasy football perspective, that's not necessarily what you want, because they may or may not be able to.
But
get
when they do that, then he's the best route runner on the team. So they just throw it to him. I mean, that's the thing about McCaffrey. His dad was Super Bowl winning wide receiver. I mean, this guy could be in the NFL as a wide receiver, you know, but he's built you know, like a shit brick house.
He got them Barkley thighs. Yeah. So
yeah, he did.
So, you know, I just think his skill set is so unique and so refined. I mean, you're not going to be able to stop him. I would have a hard time outside of Henry or Chubb winning the rushing title and having a shit ton of touchdowns. But I will always put a healthy CMC over a healthy Kamara. I just think CMC just has a little bit of a 100%. Higher upside.
100%.
I like it.
I took Kamara with the fourth pick. Don't love it, but it's hard not to.
Oh, he's still hate it either. Still a great pick. I'm just
he doesn't have the same quarterback. He's in the same system, same ridiculous offensive line.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, Winston is going to put up numbers this year. You just watch. I think Winston's probably going to be a top fantasy pick. Honestly,
I think he's going to be a top 15. Yeah, I mean that system.
Their offensive line is so good. Line,
yeah,
and he'll
be protected.
We all know he can sling it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First pass interception, but after that he's gonna kill it.
Yeah, I think yeah, I mean
I would rather have McCaffrey and Cook over Kamara all day, but don't hate it. I mean Kamara's gonna have over 60 easy, if not 80 pass catches. So
oh yeah, for sure.
I think the Saints are going to be something else with Winston, especially now that he can see and he's got 1 year tutelage under Drew Brees. I'll take that. I think
he'll play well.
I think the Saints might be something.
If we get in,
I think the Saints might.
If we get into division winners and playoff picks later, you might see me sneak the Saints in there. I'm just saying.
Well, I took Winston as my my backup quarterback in the lead that I'm in with Corey. So, you know, I'll see how that unfolds. So let's go ahead and dive into how we did with our fantasy football drafts. Because I think for this league specifically that we're all in, and Corey, you know, your wife's in there. I play her week one, so it's like I can't wait for some of the shit talking that's gonna come. But honestly, I thought I did pretty good. You guys might not think so, but that's fine. I get to defend myself. Let's dive into that.
So the only thing with your team is...
So why don't you have him list his team
if
first?
Tampa kills... Yeah, go ahead and list off your team. And I'll tell you the one issue I have.
So I will say this. I'm screwed on at least one bye week. Like, I'm definitely screwed.
Probably two.
Maybe. We'll see. So, in this league, oh man, it is pretty shitty, but it's also really good at the same time.
Just so everyone
knows.
So, I'm
going to start from the bottom up.
Full PPR.
Start at quarterback, you know, starting lineup, and then your bench.
I know. That's the other thing. Like, I did kind of screw myself over, but at the same time, I'm hoping for the best, right? Like, Tom Brady's going to have 100 touchdowns this year, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's realistic, yeah.
So my first pick, though, I think was Derrick Henry. I did take him. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with that. I'm also happy with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Good pick. Happy with T. Higbee. I'm happy with Josh Jacobs. I'm also happy with the kicker, Zerline, for Dallas. I'm really happy with that. But the players in between. First off, I want to preface this. Our draft started in the middle of another draft that I was in before another draft that I was in. I had three fantasy football drafts last night.
How many bucks did you draft in the other teams?
Well, I think maybe one or two. The other one, though, it was an auction draft. So that's where it's like, mm-hmm. you know, really, and you only get $200. So that's where it's like really pick and choose what you want. So this one was not an auction draft. I ended up with Tom Brady. I ended up with Mike Evans. I did get Antonio Brown as well, which I think you guys have some questions about. And I got the Bucs defense because I was like, why not? I wanted the Steelers defense, but I'm like, why not? I'll take the Bucs defense. And then I ended up with Chase Claypool, Anderson, Gainwell, because it's a keeper league. And then Amari Rodgers, which Ben and I were talking about before the podcast, which we'll get into. Will Fuller, Michael Gallup and Marcus Brown for the Ravens, which a couple years ago was like shining star. I don't know what they'll do now, but still a good wide receiver, catch the ball, everything else. So I'm happy with who I drafted. It's going to suck whenever I have a bye week. I get that. I do need to pick up another quarterback, which I'll be on the look for. But at the same time, and I'll probably drop somebody here or there. But at the same time, I don't think that you can really go wrong. The only problem is they're probably all not going to get points. Like, there's no way that Tom Brady can throw to AB every game, as well as Mike Evans and everything else. I get that.
No,
but the defense can still give me some points.
Yeah, but so you're going to lose that week. But it's all subjective. I mean, I did like the Gainwell pick. I did like that one.
Well, I took him in the
Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders, he's not bad. But I honestly think if he doesn't show up this year like they want him to, next year Gainwell's going to get a heavy look, I think. So look. With going Mike Evans, I wouldn't feel comfortable taking that many bucks, but you took Mike Evans. That's okay. But taking AB as well and starting them both is, I think, an issue. But put that aside.
I may make some changes. At least I have flexibility, but I may make some changes after week one or two.
That's fine. At the same time,
that'll be the week that AB puts up like three touchdowns. Let's be honest here.
I'll tell you this.
I wouldn't be surprised if he
ends up being better statistically than either Godwin or Evans. I have a weird suspicion with a full year with that.
Thank you.
I don't know, it could be Evans' health. I don't know. Evans has he's
suspect. He's not the best wide receiver. Would you put AB and Evans on the field?
He's just getting older.
AB's way better, in my opinion. I mean, he still has legs. Now, Ben, I know you still want to talk, but here's my rationale behind taking AB, because I took him in two leagues, okay? AB didn't play for, a year and a half? And then he couldn't even play last year until week 10. Dude still had 7 touchdowns last year. From week 10 to week 16, week 17. You can't say that he's not going to get passes from Tom Brady at all. AB practically lived with Tom Brady for a few months. I don't know what he's doing now with himself. But I think there's something to that. The same reason in other leagues that I took Gronkowski, because Gronkowski was coming off a year of retirement last year, didn't have all the points that you would expect. I get that. But I took Gronkowski in a couple other leagues because, you know, he's now back to football shape. Yeah, sure, it's like his 11th year, and he's had major surgeries. But holy shit, I mean, if we talk about Godwin, if we talk about Evans, if we talk about AB, if we talk about Gronkowski, if we talk about Ronald Jones, if we talk about Leonard Fournette, I mean, that's just 6 people. And there's more people on the Bucs offensive whatever.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying it's never worked, but they need to be a top 2 offense for you to have a very
I'll put
good...
AB in the flex. I'll put AB in the flex. But I mean, I also have Clyde Edwards and Derrick Henry, and then Josh Jacobs. I took him too. So like, I've got 3 great running backs that are going to put
you
up.
You might end up starting Jacobs over Clyde Edwards.
I'll move him.
So
I'll put AB in the flex. I'll put Jacobs in the starting position. We're good to go. And then I'll put probably Roddy Anderson or Claypool, depending on what he does week one.
But before
Claypool
we move
gets
on,
a touchdown week one with the Steelers, I'll probably put him in starting week 2.
Claypool's not a PPR guy. He's probably going to have about 50 or 60
touchdowns last year.
50 or 60 catches. But yes, he's going to be the red zone threat.
100%.
So, okay.
But I want to see what Ben looks like week 1, which is why I think he's probably going to go check down to Freiermuth.
I have high hopes for him too. But all right, favorite pick of yours, least favorite pick of yours, and then we'll move on to Ben.
Sounds good. My favorite pick?
Do you want me to chime in on his team or
Maybe we all okay. Ryan, what's your favorite pick, and what's your least favorite pick, and then we all will.
Honestly, my favorite pick is Derrick Henry. Because I know you've got him in our keeper league, and you got traded that pick. Like somebody's like, "Yeah, I'll put him up," and you're like, "Well, that's stupid." But yeah, sure. Why not?
I didn't enjoy not having
it
first, but hey.
I mean, not a bad way to start
the league
there.
It's a half point PPR in the other league, but so I did feel a little bit better about that. But yeah,
and you know, I'm not gonna lie. Like so that'd be my first favorite pick. My second favorite pick, because it's you know being a keeper league.
Your least favorite pick. So your first favorite, Derrick Henry. Yeah, your least favorite pick.
Marquise Brown. He was like one of my last picks. And he didn't really do much last year. And
he's only a deep threat, and they just don't pass a lot.
There was one game though. I think like his rookie season where he had like two or three touchdowns. But I mean, he'll have
one or two games a year where his corner, I guess the cornerback, is just a shit show, and he just outruns him.
You know? I just have to look at the matchups on that. So he's on my bench. But the only problem with my team here for this league is I only have one quarterback right now. So I got to drop somebody and get a backup at least.
You're fine. It's a 10-person league. You're fine. Yeah.
Honestly, it's like 2 points either way.
They're still starting quarterbacks on the bench.
So
I think Burrow took still four quarterbacks this year or not. So I don't know who he took. It was so hard to see who was drafting. Like there was no at least from my perspective, I couldn't see who was already drafted. So I had to go with what I saw on the board. So.
All right, so real quick, my favorite pick of yours was Gainwell. My least favorite pick of yours was also Hollywood Brown. I can't say too many Bucks in general because that's can't do that, but I would have to say my least favorite player is Marquise Brown. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. It was just like he's there, so I'll just take two brownies and move on with my life. Ben,
all
your thoughts on my picks.
They are cousins.
Well, do you just want me to do your favorite and least favorite?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Let's see. least favorite, I mean, Hollywood Brown, yes. I'm gonna take it from a different angle. I'm going to say Derrick Henry. And that's only because...
Really?
Only because it's a full PPR. So, guys...
As the favorite or the least favorite?
Well, and again, having Derrick Henry is still having Derrick Henry. So, I'm not saying it was a bad pick. I'm saying sitting at number two in a full PPR, the way scoring is, it caters to running backs who can catch the ball. And having Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara there, I personally would have... Henry would have probably pushed back towards the end of the first round for me. In a full PPR. Now, let me be clear about something. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm no expert. I'm just saying that's how I feel about the Henry pick.
Okay. So if I can explain myself, the reason I took him was because now they have Julio Jones and who's the other wide receiver?
AJ Brown.
So there's two wide receiver deep threats, which is going to spread the field wide open as long as both of them are healthy. For Derrick Henry to do his
Derrick Henry.
He's going to run 350 times.
That's what I mean. Like he's going to run the rock, but at the same time, now you've got two fucking amazing wide receivers, not just one. That's where I was coming from with drafting him earlier. Maybe other people thought like you did and didn't want to take him that early. But I wasn't thinking that way. Like, yeah, sure. Like, they're obviously not going to dump the ball.
Yeah, it's still Derrick Henry.
You know what I mean? That's where I was going from.
I can't knock you for that because he's Derrick Henry and he's going to.
They can't play up front tight.
But,
that's what I'm saying.
I get where Ben's coming from. But honestly, if the draft would have went how I expected it to go, my expectations were McCaffrey, Cook, Kamara, which are your high rush, high pass guys. I might have stayed safe and went Henry.
Henry's not a bad pick. I was just taking it from a different angle. I feel like Corey touched on the Bucks. I mean, at the end of the day, we don't know how the season's going to go. You could end up winning the league, right?
No, injuries,
no,
baby.
So
injuries.
That's why it's called fantasy.
Yeah, but I will say I love the Gainwell pick because I'm not a fan of – Miles Sanders, and I think Kenneth Gainwell could get to the – he could take that job by midseason.
Or an injury. Yeah, if he gets injured, I think he does, to be honest with you.
Well, and it was a keeper league too. So, like, I got to think long term. I got to think who are my keepers, both wide receiver and also, you know, rookies at that point. So I gotta land on at least one or two rookies.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
And I was like, well, if I get Henry, I think the field's more widespread with him this year. Honestly, there's too many threats.
He may run for
it's hard to top what he did last year.
He may run for 2,200 yards and 15 touchdowns.
The dude is a monster.
Oh well, yeah, that is true. There's 17 weeks.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
17 weeks of actual football.
And I think he's healthier, even in his prime right now, than Gurley ever was.
That's the thing that I am a little leery on. He's built differently, man. Like, guy's built like Adrian Peterson,
shit,
but bigger, right? So he's kind of phenomenon, but I don't want to jinx it because I have him in the other league. You know that. And I am a fan of the guy, and he's a freak. But has he ever been injured? I don't think he has. So he's
we don't need to birth that into existence, but no, I don't think he has.
But it happens, so
it's
time, honestly. But
you know what also happens? Your knee pops out when you're going up against your brother
doing
tackling drills in the middle
backyard
of the night
football.
On your birthday 2 years ago. But still.
Rusty fire pits jump out at you. It happens.
Yeah, that happens too. Talk to Mark.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
So Ben,
Derrick Henry is a monster. Unless he gets clipped the wrong way intentionally, I don't think his body is made to fall apart.
I mean,
honestly, like
I don't see
he's
him,
a monster.
I agree, but I don't see him having less than 1,400 yards. I think it's literally impossible. And then
that's why I
and
picked
then
him.
Offense healthy
honestly,
and offense. It's,
that's why I picked him, and that is, and I stand with that. And if it happens to fail,
it's not going to fail. It's just. All I was saying is, so if Derrick Henry runs for 1,800 yards and 15 touchdowns, but Dalvin Cook runs for 1,300 yards with 60 catches and the same amount of touchdowns, Cook is going to smash Henry. That's only in PPR scoring. Well, that's all I was saying.
So
that's why I like. I actually liked your Antonio Brown pick better than your Mike Evans pick.
Me as well.
Derrick Henry
me
pick.
As well.
Does that make sense? Mike Evans doesn't catch a lot of passes. He catches deep passes and touchdowns. Antonio Brown surprisingly
on.
Had he had several 10-plus catch games last year.
Listen, Antonio Brown lives by the motto is, I have to have at least 5 catches a game.
Gives me mines.
That is his
I know
breakdown.
He says. Yeah, gives me mines.
He has to have 5 catches a game. So that is his thing. To any quarterback that he plays for, whether it be Ben or Tom Brady, he has to have 5 catches a game. That is his thing because he wants to get to 1,000 catches. I don't know if he's there yet or not, but he broke it down. Mentally, he's like, I had to have 5 catches a game. Well, okay, so do the math. If you have a 15-year career, you have 5 catches a game, 5 times 10, there's 50 catches plus another 30. So there's 80 catches a year minimum. 10 years, that's 800 catches plus another couple years. You can get to 1,000 catch club.
He'll get there. He's at 886.
He set his mind to get to 1,000 catch club because there's not many people that have 1,000 catches.
Well, it's easy.
And he broke it down
4 years with Pittsburgh. And he had 110 plus.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, right. There's a method to his madness, which is why I think AB is a genius, even though he's a fucking idiot off the field sometimes. But we're not here to like. Poke at the stars. If the stars want to come after us for listening to this podcast, that's fine. We'll have a good camaraderie at that
they
point.
Can pay
I still
private
love
investigators will find us.
Exactly. Just don't throw my my TV or my couch out the window of a 13-story building. It's fine. Which is what AB did. So Ben, but I have to ask you, how did you end up with the Patriots defense?
Does anybody on this call not think that the Patriots defense is going to be insane? For one,
I don't think they're
going to be
insane, gonna be, but
no, I don't. So, they were like nowhere near the top of my sheet.
I made the decision personally If I wasn't able to get, what was it, the top five, and Patriots were right outside of there, and they were a borderline one for me. It was what? Tampa, Pittsburgh, Bills, 49ers. I think I got the 49ers. I can't remember. 49ers, and then I think the Patriots. I think like those were the five. I was like, if I can't get one of those, I'm going to get what? Oh, Washington, too. I'm going to get whatever other defense, and then I'm just going to rotate them weekly.
Yeah, so so
New England's one of those ones. They could be sneaky.
Well,
I mean,
so they can be top up. You can't really. The only year their defense wasn't great was last year, and they had what, 10 guys opt out. Like they literally their whole
that
defense
is,
wasn't
that is
playing.
Truth. That is
so
truth.
So then you
that
bring back truth. All those players, and they spent over like $150 million on free agents. They got Judon. I mean, their J.C. Jackson. Him and Xavier Howard are always right at the top for interceptions. Like, Belichick's defenses are always great. In fantasy over the last 10 years, whoever had Patriots defense always scored the most. So for me, knowing that it was an obvious choice when I saw how many were left on the board for me, because I think Patriots defense is at least going to be top 10. But I think they have the potential to be top 5 and lead the league in turnovers.
I don't disagree with you there, and I definitely do agree with you for last year's perspective. There was and we talked about Cam earlier. Maybe he didn't get like a fair shake because last year, you know, there was a big hole missing. You know, you had 10 guys that opted out not to play because of COVID. I get that. But at the same time, I don't think that they're going to gel the way that you're thinking they're going to gel. I mean, I hope they do for your sake, but not during the weeks that you play me, Corey, and Andy. I mean, honestly, like that's
well, in the last I'll tell 20, you, I'll tell you in the last man, 20 years,
I've learned to never count out New England. I will tell you that they have always have no right. names and they fucking get it done. Last year was kind of an anomaly.
But where did they?
It was a fucked up year for everybody.
It was a complete lack of
talent. But
they did.
They had 10 starters that couldn't play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had 10 starters that didn't want to play last year. So I get that. But who's to say that they're going to have fresh legs this year?
But,
I mean, you get lazy. Like, we've all been, like, at home not wearing pants on Zoom calls. I mean, I've never personally not worn pants. But, you know, just in case if you stand up accidentally,
yeah.
like, you know.
Get bit in the leg by a spider and jump up or something.
There you go. So, you know, I wish the best for you, though.
So, Ben, name your team. Run down the list. Tell us your favorite pick and your least favorite pick, and then, you know, why you drafted the way you did.
Okay, I will. 1 second.
And then, Corey, what's your team name?
COVID list.
So, I got Jalen Hurts, Chase Edmonds, Miles Gaskin, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Darren Waller, A.J. Brown, Patriots defense, Jason Myers as my kicker. My bench is Tyler Lockett, Damian Harris, Michael Carter, Jamal Williams, Marquez Callaway, Matthew Stafford, and Tyson Williams.
Now, see, I love your lineup, but I hated you for taking Tyreek Hill because that's who I wanted in our draft. Just because, I mean, he is probably the best receiver, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean.
The cheetah.
I told Corey about this. My philosophy in a full PPR gives me some flexibility because running backs who run the ball don't necessarily – get you as many points. So I was kind of targeting Chase Edmonds, Miles Gaskin from the get-go, thinking maybe I can get these guys late and just taking value at the top, being it's a PPR. So Devontae Adams, I got the two best receivers, in my opinion, in Adams and Hill. And then A.J. Brown is what, top 10, if not top 8 in fantasy. And then I got arguably the second or third best tight end. So for me, I nailed the beginning of it. And at that point, it was just, okay, how are these running backs going to fall to me? And then, you know, Chase Edmonds was a third
Yeah, because you went wide receiver first.
I went
wide receiver.
And then yeah,
because I went running back first, so that's where I was confused.
So I mean, I was thrilled, and then when I was able to get Gaskin and Edmonds, I was stoked. There was a couple points throughout the draft I almost jumped at a quarterback. I decided to wait just because I wanted to build my bench with some value. But ultimately, I knew the only way I was taking Jalen Hurts and feeling good about it is if I handcuffed him with – I wanted to handcuff him with Trey Lance because I think if he ends up playing, I think he's going to be a fantasy stud. So then I go to pick my backup quarterback, and Matthew Stafford and Ryan Tannehill were still there, but none of the rookies. So for me, that was easy. I'm like, you know, between Stafford and Tannehill, they're both going to be consistent, productive, even if they're not setting the world on fire. So I was able to handcuff them. I got four really good depth running backs I feel good about. And then the only other guy I didn't get that I wish I got was Jacoby Myers, because he's a sleeper for me. So if you can beat me to it, he can be yours, Ryan.
Nah, I'm okay with that.
Favorite pick, probably AJ Brown, because having a number one wide receiver in your flex, especially to have three of the top eight wide receivers in a full PPR league and the second best tight end, I mean, I was freaking stoked. But AJ Brown, I would just, how he made it to me at that spot, I couldn't turn it down. So I think AJ Brown was my favorite pick.
So go ahead with your least favorite, and then I want to give you, you know, my perspective on my favorite pick for you and my least favorite.
So least favorite pick, I mean, as far as bench, Tyson Williams, only because I wish I'd have taken Jacoby, but Tyson Williams is the backup to Gus Edwards, and why is his name slipping my mind? J.K. Dobbins getting hurt, Gus is gonna get a lot of the, but they're gonna give this this kid some love. They said they liked what he did in the preseason.
Wait, didn't Edwards go down with a ACL too? Or no, it was Dobbins, and then there was somebody else that just went down with an ACL.
Rashad Bateman got hurt, their wide receiver.
Okay.
But I don't know. Jalen Hurts, he's a boom or bust. I'll believe it when I see it, so I'm glad I got Stafford, but I don't love Jalen Hurts. But it was worth, I think it was worth the risk. So, yeah, he started off hot, faded away. Yeah, we'll see what it looks like. I think he's just going to pepper Devontae Smith with, like, I think Devontae Smith might end up with over 150 targets. That offense, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I got Stafford. If Jalen Hurts starts to suck, I know Stafford's going to go out and throw 303 tutties every single week. So,
well, and that's my favorite pick for you, honestly, is Stafford. I still think Stafford doesn't get a good name in the league. Well, I'm just saying, I honestly do. Like, I think that's my favorite pick for you. Even though he's on your bench, he's not ahead of Hurts. I just think Stafford has for at least from a Packer and a Steeler standpoint, Stafford has that, like, toughness, right? Like, the guy just plays with his heart on his sleeve. And he's even played with a separated shoulder. Like there's, you just go out there and you watch him, like, go through all of his, you know, his tape, and he's had injury after injury, but he still keeps playing. Like, I love Stafford for you on your bench. My least favorite would maybe be Williams, honestly. I mean, I know he's on your bench, but not much in the projection there. Jamal Williams.
Oh,
there.
Jamal Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just watch, honestly, that one. That's all.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He's only projected to have three touchdowns. He's only projected to have 3 touchdowns.
So. I will make a bet right now that Jamal Williams has more fantasy points than DeAndre Swift. And that's not even a homer. That's the fact that Swift can't stay healthy, and they've already designated him a third down back. So first and second down are Jamal Williams. And he can block, he can catch, he can run. It's all going to be a question of the offensive line as far as total points. But to me, getting him in the middle of my bench as a guy who's reliable for a plug and play, like a 15-point player, whatever it is, you know, 60 yards rushing, 5 catches, 50 yards, that's Jamal Williams. And Dan Campbell loves him. So that's why I picked Jamal Williams. But that's also why he's on my bench. I'm not expecting him to win my league.
I guess we'll see.
I feel confident plugging him in if I need somebody.
Okay. And that being said, I think we need to move on to the COVID list.
How many catches and pass or reception yards did he have in those games? Yeah, well, especially, so Gaskin has some value on the ground. I mean, I understand the numbers you told me, but I mean, just outside looking in. Edmonds is a hard sell for me because of how tiny he is. I'm only going off of the podcasts I listen to. They're talking up Chase Edmonds. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. You know, if he's going to catch 60, 80 balls and I can get, you know, 2 or 3 stud receivers. But anyways, I'm not here to, I guess I don't need to defend myself. I was just.
No. Who? I mean, I honestly don't think James Conner is knocking on his door. Is there anybody else there? Is there anybody else in Miami? Miami has somebody else.
Miami has a couple. So Miami is Melk. So both these guys are probably not going to run the ball in the red zone. Maybe Gaskin, but not Edmonds, unless Conner gets hurt. But Miami has Ahmed. They have Malcolm Brown. I think Ahmed and Malcolm Brown. So you're going to see Malcolm Brown a lot in the red zone.
Malcolm Brown would scare me a little Aaron, bit there.
Ahmed,
with some rushing touchdowns.
Ahmed is more of a if Gaskin gets hurt kind of guy.
He would scare me internally with that name.
But I do like Miami's rebuilt offensive line. Arizona, I'm not that high on. Edmonds was strictly a receiving pick. I do not expect him to have 100-yard rushing games, but I do expect him to have games, you know, with 9 catches. 100 yards, you know, and that right there just provided enough value considering I ignored running back early.
Yeah. No, I totally get the strategy. Bold one, but I totally
we'll see.
I can see it working. It the running back thing makes me cringe. It's just embedded in my DNA, but I can see it. So I can understand where you're coming from for sure.
Yeah. Well,
And like I said, if it works out for you, you very well might change my complete strategy in PPR moving forward. Full point PPR, not half point.
Half point. Every single half point league I do, like the other half point league, I went running back, running back, running back for the record. It's only because it's full PPR.
All right. So my team, Russell Wilson at quarterback. Kumara, James Robinson, running back, Stephon Diggs, Robert Woods, Robert Tonyan, Hines for Indy, slot option, Packers defense, Young Ho Koo, because I like the Young Hoes. I was pretty excited with Javonte Williams at running back and also handcuffing him with Melvin Gordon. So I got both those guys this year. And then I'm hopefully Williams has a good second half of the year and I can keep him moving forward. Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco. Tyler Boyd. I know Higgins was great last year and they drafted Chase, but I mean Boyd's their slot guy and he borderlines 100 receptions every year. Trevor Lawrence, he's my backup quarterback right now. Don't like that team whatsoever, but he's got enough upside that figured I'd stash him. O.J. Howard, I just felt like I wanted to see what their strategy was with a healthy O.J. like it was last year early in the season. If it doesn't pan out for me, I'm going to cut him probably in a couple weeks. But and then Murray, handcuff Murray with Kamara. So I'm glad I got a couple handcuffs because I feel pretty good about my starting lineup. So
I think Corey, you've got a really good lineup here, and I'm no professional. Like, you guys are way better at fantasy football than I am. But honestly, like I like all of your picks a lot better than Ben's.
Tell us how you feel.
But where? Okay,
I'll tell you my favorite and least favorite real quick. My least favorite, I can tell you already, is Tonyan. While
I wasn't even going to go there, but go ahead. I
have high hopes for him. I mean, the guy had what? The guy doesn't have a lot of yards. I get it. But he had like 13 touchdowns last year. I mean, so I don't say I dislike the pick. I just wish I had more of a sure thing, I suppose. I honestly wanted somebody took him right before I picked.
Higbee?
I can't even remember. I can't remember who it was. But
Logan Thomas, you know, or Higbee?
Yeah, maybe Thomas or – yeah, I think it might have been Thomas. But anyway, I mean, I don't hate it. You know, I don't really hate anybody. But James Robinson doesn't get me going. But, I mean, there's nobody there. You know, I mean, just pure a body that he will get a bulk of. I mean, even last year he had, you know, double-digit carries every game, multiple 20-plus carry games, multiple 100-yard games, and, you know, plenty of catches too, honestly. So,
well, again, like I said, I think you had a pretty good solid draft here. My favorite pick of yours, honestly, he's on your bench. And I think Trevor Lawrence is going to put up some amazing numbers. I think we'll see after week one. Actually, I'm in one of my leagues, I'm starting him week one.
Hey, fucking, that's balls, bro. I mean, that offensive line, I don't know if you watch any of his preseason, but he was rattled for a couple weeks.
When it comes down to game time, like, the guy
Dude,
does not
he
like
is
to lose.
So fucking smooth, man.
Yeah.
And
you
whenever
know what I mean?
He
like I think like these games didn't matter. If, these preseason games that didn't matter that he's just
But he still
it
wanted you could tell that motherfucker wanted to win. Like
correct.
And
he's
you give
very
him one and a half
and I think
seconds,
he'll find a way.
He will put a goddamn dart wherever you need it. It's he's got it, and you know, it's I don't know what else to say about him.
I'm happy to say that I have him in one of my leagues, one of my five, and I'm happy that you've got him as well. Now obviously you're starting Wilson. Perfectly right. I think in the league that I took Ben Roethlisberger as one of my quarterbacks, starting Trevor over Ben, because we all know week one against Buffalo.
Not good.
Ben's not going to put up points.
I wouldn't want to start any Pittsburgh players against Buffalo. Maybe
I would start,
maybe Najee. I would start Najee, of course.
That's about it. Week one, you know, so I was like, yeah, Ben, you just take a rest. I'm going to put Trevor in and see how he does. I'm thinking at least three touchdowns week one. I'm thinking at least.
Who does Jacksonville play?
250. Jacksonville plays Houston, which is in turmoil right now. So why not start
I think
Trevor
he's,
Lawrence?
I think he's going to put up a W, to be quite honest
with
you there.
By the way, though, Russell Wilson plays against Indy. Indy's supposed to have a pretty decent defense, but they got really no quarterback.
But it's Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you got to start Russell. For you, you
no,
got to
yeah,
start Russell.
I'll
but
be
I took
starting
Ben.
Russell Wilson, but
I'm sitting Ben against Buffalo, but I'm playing Trevor Lawrence. I think he's going to get at least
stashed,
two or three touchdowns.
I just think – the team scares me. The coach scares me. The line scares me. Kid can move. Kid's got it. Everything.
He's got it.
He doesn't have a great team around him. His defense isn't great. I honestly think he's going to be passing a lot.
It only takes 1 year.
I think
it only takes 1 year.
I think he can have a very similar rookie year to like a Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. Maybe not as bad as Manning. But I think
we're not talking about a Ryan Leaf here. We're talking about a
Peyton
Manning.
You're going to see very talented kid fight, but learn a lot too.
God help us if he ever gets on TB12. God help us.
my favorite pick. So that's your favorite pick. My favorite.
That's my favorite. My least pick.
Yeah, go ahead. No,
go ahead.
I was saying my favorite is probably Hines. I was surprised to see he was still around where I got him because. He was hurt last year at some points, and I think he still caught 80-plus balls.
So I like him on.
It's a lot of balls.
So many balls. So much balls. So I'm glad to see him in my flex.
It's good to know he's in your face. No. I'll tell you what, though, my least favorite pick, and because he was not on any of my radar, and I've been hearing so much shit, O.J. Howard, honestly.
He was almost off the list.
In Tampa, like, they have not talked highly about O.J. Howard since they drafted him.
Yeah, he was,
he has just failed.
Well, he has injury issues. Didn't click with Winston. The reports all last year and the first couple games before he got hurt, he was the starter. He was the guy ahead of Brait and Gronkowski. Now, the
well, yeah, because Gronkowski was coming off retirement and didn't have his
this
legs
kid,
under him. But then look at what Gronkowski did.
O.J. Howard is kind of similar. He's athletic, man. This is his last shot, to be honest with you. I think that's probably what
he only had two touchdowns last year.
He was hurt all last year.
11 receptions. He only had two
and
touchdowns.
Two games.
Yeah, did he even play two games?
He might have even played one. Let me see. He was toast most of last year. He played four games. He had 200 yards and two touchdowns in four games. It's not awful.
Not bad.
Not enough time to really gel with Brady yet, but I mean, he was being targeted, I think, more than Gronk was. We'll see. I think they're going to save a lot of Gronk for the end of the year again, like they did last year, and use.
See, I think different. I think they're going to use him. I think Gronk's going to get probably between 8 and 10 touchdowns this year. To be honest with you, I think as long as he stays healthy, I think he's just going to be the checkdown guy. Like, I mean, there's so many other weapons for Ben to throw to. Or for Brady.
I think the Bucks are your favorite. I think you're having like some amnesia, or you're
for,
just free.
From fantasy.
I just think I think they might be your new favorite team.
Oh, they're 100% his favorite team.
No.
This has long since been established.
Where's your Bucks background?
Yeah, take off your Bucks underwear, Ryan. Just not on camera, please.
All right, well, this is a good opportunity for Ben to tell me about my team.
So, honestly, I think your team's freaking awesome. I do like Hines.
Okay.
I like.
Let's talk now.
You still got the undies on. We know it.
The Bucks box?
Tom bobblehead is on top of his monitor.
Oh, jeez.
When he gets excited. Anyway.
So, favorite pick. I mean, I think your starting lineup is solid. Tanyan's going to have just as many touchdowns, but he doesn't catch a lot of balls, so I can see why there's, you know. But I would say Javonte Williams. I think I like your starters. I think having someone like Javonte in case he explodes is a good guy to have, because I think Javonte, if he takes that job right away from Melvin, which will probably take a couple weeks, Melvin will probably sprain his ankle, be game over. But Javonte is going to get like 30 carries a game, because
the way they're talking is like they want him to take it ASAP. We'll see. He's ideally, hopefully, my second keeper next year, next to Kamara. So
yeah, so like him. There is literally only one player on your team that I didn't like,
Howard.
And that's O.J. Howard. But it's for different reasons. One of my rules.
I don't love it either. There was just there. I don't even know who was left,
well,
and I was
so,
like, "There's this guy at the end who was a starter the first 4 weeks."
So if he does well, you keep him. If not, you. I mean, you got Tanyan starting. I mean, Tanyan's a sure thing to get you like a touchdown a game, damn near. So
I was hoping to get Freiermuth to get behind Tanyan.
I was going for him too.
Greg homered him way too early. I think he's just starting tight end. But
so my thing about Howard is the same reason why I won't draft any Bucks players on any of my fantasy teams. There's too many mouths to feed, and it's Tom Brady's system. Like every week someone else has good numbers, and it's just, there's so many, it's going to be a machine as one. And OJ Howard being, whether he's one or three, Gronk is going to get the reds, most of the red zone work. And if they don't, I don't know. For me, it's just, there's so many mouths to feed in that offense. It's not even that I think OJ Howard's going to be bad. I just don't think he's in any position to warrant a roster spot on a fantasy team, but I could be wrong.
Fair enough. No, I totally went dark horse on that one, because I just didn't love, honestly, anybody left, to be quite frank. So I was kind of,
but yeah, that's what you do.
Throwing something at the wall, and I figured
that's what you do at the end of the draft, right? You,
what if he is the
take
starter?
Take some chances.
Again? Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Brake gets hurt and Howard takes over. I mean, the talent's there. He just has to stay healthy.
Well,
and that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly why they call it fantasy football, which is what we're here to talk to you about. And we have been talking now for 1 hour and 34 minutes, which there is a little bit of a break in between here and there. But I think, are we about ready to wrap this up, boys? Because I know I am. I'm ready.
Let's roll.
Sure.
I was waiting on Ben for the, for the last little tidbit there.
I'm just, dude.
I think heading into week one, we've had a great breakdown of what's happened and where we're at with everything, and going over our draft picks. And you know, it's just going to be a fun time moving forward for the next 17 weeks, or 18 weeks this year, actually, because they added an extra week on fantasy or on football.
Zay, Ben, what were you gonna say? Can we do one last quick thing, really quick? Let's each pick our upset of week one.
Okay. Well. Okay. So first off, if we're gonna do that, I gotta take a look at the schedule here to know who's playing. Week one. Let's see here.
You already know, Ben?
Schedule.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. Ryan, if you want to read through them, you can.
I feel like Ben's going to say the Steelers lose to Buffalo.
I'm going to actually... That wouldn't be an upset. I'm actually going to pick against your favorite team.
So Dallas over Tampa in Tampa.
I'm going to pick Dallas over Tampa.
You wild. You wild, man. I need to look at it.
I think Dak's going to be slinging.
Pittsburgh plays Buffalo, and they have a chance, but that's goddamn tough. You know.
Yeah, I'm going to repick.
Buffalo gets tougher as the year goes on.
How did the NFL put the Jets and the Panthers week one? That to me is insane.
Jaguars, Texans. I mean, that's no team. Any one of those teams winning is not really an upset. Chargers, Washington football team. That's kind of a coin flip too. Seahawks, Colts, Jets, Panthers, Vikings, Bengals. I could smell a Bengals upset over the Vikings.
If it's an upset,
it would
I'm gonna,
be.
I'm going to say. I'm going to say the Saints. I'm going to say the Saints beat the Packers.
What about Cardinals over Titans?
I like the Titans win. Man.
Yeah, Titans win.
Yeah, I get.
I'm picking Saints over the Packers at home in New Orleans.
It's in Jacksonville. So dirty. Just, you know, the game is in Jacksonville. There'll be more Packers fans than Saints fans.
Yeah, I don't really see.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I don't really see anything.
Oh, from the hurricane.
Why is because of the hurricane? Wow. Okay, well then Saints over Packers.
I don't see any upset. There you go. I maybe see Cincinnati over the Vikings. But screw it. I normally don't do this homer stuff, but I'm going to say Pittsburgh over Buffalo week one. Buffalo gets better late in the year, so.
So real quick, our call is going to end here, but going outside of like who our favorite teams are, Browns over Chiefs.
I like that. I like that one.
One.
So yep. I really just said the Cowboys to piss Ryan off. I don't really believe that's going to happen.
I'm not a Bucs fan.
You are so a Bucs fan.
I don't care. I just want Brady to put up two or three touchdowns and win me my fantasy league. I don't give a shit.
You got to be on his Super Bowl boat parade.
I have a Joe Jurevicius jersey. No, I mean, obviously, like, home team, like, we got to have support. Like, it's always fun to talk to people when they're like, oh, yeah, the Bucs are doing great. It's like, yeah, the Bucs are doing great, but the Steelers are also doing, like, really good. Like, last year when they were 11-0, that was awesome. But then we still lost. But I'll say, I think week one, Browns beat the Chiefs.
I'm gonna go Bengals over Vikings. I think people don't realize. I think really? The Bears are gonna surprise some people.
I don't see that. As long as Adam Thielen gets at least three touchdowns,
since he's line and defense are what we need to really see. But you know, they got a quarterback and some weapons, man.
So. Minnesota last year, I did get that right. I told you. I'm like, dude, everyone's like, oh, it's Minnesota. I'm like, Minnesota is so depleted. They have so many holes on that roster. Like, I'm predicting the Vikings win six games tops. That's what I think of the Vikings. And that's not even a rivalry thing, because I think the Bears have a chance to sneak in even with Dalton, because I think the coaching is really good. And I think the defense is going to be solid, especially the front seven. They'll do what they always do. With Justin Fields, I think Bears, I would bet on them to be a wild card team the minute I found out he was starting. Like it.
And that is exactly the real raw podcast radio network shit that we want to talk about here on this podcast, because not many people are probably saying or even thinking that Minnesota is going to go 6-11. No. It's not going to happen. I don't think so. But we'll see. That's why we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to our opening NFL season podcast on all the fantasy news that we can bring you up to speed with and where we're at with our teams. I hope and wish the best of luck to you all for yours. But we are about to wrap this episode up. Corey, any last thoughts on what Ben was just talking about before we do that?
Negative.
Cool.
Football.
Football, pass me the
draft. Oh, pass.
Yeah. What a show. Great commentary. And Ben, where can the good kids find you before we sign off this podcast?
Green and Gold Lifers on Facebook, Packers group. That is just about it.
Yeah, the whole Very Facebook nice. Group thing, that's not really working out for me right now. I don't think I remember the last time I posted.
That's okay. It's still there. It's open. Okay. So where can they find
Black and Gold Crew? Is that what it is? Yeah, Black and Gold Crew.
Sounds about right.
Knucklehead Recording Studios on Instagram. That's pretty much it, right?
Like it. Meow. And I will say Corey is doing some really big things with the Knucklehead Studios. So if you're a musician or anything like that, into music, awesome, awesome, awesome guy to talk to if you're interested. So
okay.
You're better than okay. Don't downplay. great ear for everything music if you want to talk to him. For me, Rye_guy 813. I gotta really fix that fucking Instagram handle. It is what it is there. But also the Craft Brews and Geek News Facebook page if you want to look us up there. We will be making, this is news to you both, but we will be making a Facebook page for our fantasy podcast. So
Woo! More
news to come to that. The Pass Me a Draft podcast.
Are we going to be like in suits, like real serious, like on the
we
Facebook
might
page
have
like
to be.
This, like pointing at you.
Yeah. Ben's actually going to be in a Bucs jersey.
It would be. It would be a Bucs jersey.
So Ben's favorite team's the Bucs. I'm gonna put my favorite team, which is the Packers, and then Ryan's least favorite team.
Definitely
least favorite team, which is the Steelers.
Ravens. Definitely Ravens. Oh, we could go that. So and we're probably gonna have our own website soon too as well. So we will be
Man.
Exploring Surprises. More opportunities. So many surprises at the end of the show. I know you guys.
I didn't know it was Christmas.
So Christmas in August, September.
Wait, are we gonna have like business cards? This is wild.
We could actually. That's a great idea, Corey. T-shirts. Definitely.
Perfect.
Beer mugs.
It's gonna be time.
Always.
Coffee mugs.
Catching balls in the face. That's our T-shirt. Ben's happy about
we'll
that.
We'll just have to put Brady's name on the back of your shirt.
TB 12 ball.
Face.
Ball face.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Anyway, we'll be back next week with our week one recaps and our Stardom and Sit-ems for week two. So please pay attention and listen well. But as we say at the end of every podcast, Ben.
Go, Pack, go. Week one, baby.
God damn it.
Here we go.
We'll let it slide. We'll let it
slide.
Here
we go.
Here we go! Oh, Mike, I just scared
Ryan's,
my cat.
Ryan's about
sure
to
you
fire.
Overloaded.
Ryan's got the mini cannons he's going to fire on his desk there.
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke about you getting into your Brady jammies, but I decided to go with Go Pack Go. Dude, I'm just so freaking stoked that football season's here.
I'm so ready for fucking football season. Yeah, it's been way
too long. I can't wait
honestly.
For Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been way too long. So thank you all again for listening, and good day.
Later.
Pass me a draft. Cast.
This podcast is part of the Craftology Radio Network. Listen, we get the Craft Brews and Geek News show is way better than it ought to be. If you'd like to learn more about other shows that we have on our network, please subscribe to the Craft Brews and Geek News podcast. Visit craftologyradio.com to learn more.